Toastmasters Video Game Podcast, wherever you are, wherever you may be listening. Thank you for joining us today, live from the Gene Parmesan Memorial Studios. We are a podcast where four friends sit around and drink beer and talk old video games, and now we got five today. Joining me here in the studio, Ricky will be joining us here in a little bit, but joining me here in the studio, he's Mitch.
Hey!
He's Andy.
Can I guess, does he have glasses?
Are we playing Guess Who?
Yes.
Does he...
Does he look like a bitch?
Yeah, you'd be a bitch.
Is he related to me in any?
Yes, it might be because it is National Siblings Day, so he might actually be related to you. It is Mitch's brother.
We're all related.
Hey.
What do you want to call you Billy?
Call me the first thing that comes to your head.
Asshole.
There you go.
I'm asshole.
He's Billy. Billy, what's going on, friend? How are you?
I'm here.
Nope.
I'm awake.
That's pretty much how we live. That's how we cut every episode of the podcast. It's just we're here and we're awake.
I'm here. Yep. I already chugged all this.
Oh, nice.
Should kick in soon.
Okay, so before we get to you two brains, we're going to get to Billy. We got to ask you the two questions that we ask every single person that comes on the show. First off, before we do that, tell us a little bit about yourself and the kind of games you enjoy playing and all that kind of stuff.
Recently, I finally started playing some Skyrim.
There you go.
Nice.
That's what I've been playing at the moment.
That's it? No Helldivers?
Got back in Tetris.
Yeah.
Helldivers kept crashing on me, so...
You went from one of the most complex games ever. I play Skyrim, and I dabble in some Tetris.
I never really played Skyrim, so I'm like, I'm going to finally do it.
That's like saying, hey, I play Baldur's Gate 3, but I dabble in some Pong every once in a while. That's a term of endearment around here, because we play some really jacked up stuff, but that was just like a one opposite end of the other. In total respect.
Yeah.
Total respect for that. We like that.
I've been waking up at about 7 a.m. I'll start off. I turn on my Switch and play some Tetris 99.
Now that's a different thing. That's Tetris 99.
Andy will hear me getting angry in the next room.
Better question is, have you ever gotten number one spot in Tetris 99?
The other day, I finally did.
Hey, Ricky's here.
I managed to do it myself, and I got a screenshot of it. It felt so good. Nice. And yes, I am here. I'm always here. Always ready.
That beautiful man.
Yeah, you're a beautiful man, yeah.
I took a screenshot, and I was like, Andy, I did it.
GG's.
Yeah, felt good.
I had been trying to get a first place in F-Zero 99 for a while, and I think the highest I'd ever gotten was fourth? Something top 10.
I forgot that was out.
Yeah.
Oh. I need to get that.
Yeah.
Have any of you played Mario 99?
Oh, I forgot about that, too. Oh, damn. I've been slacking with the videos.
The video games.
Ricky, since you're back on, what you been up to?
We didn't ask Billy the two questions.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go. First question we want to ask you, what is your definition of retro when it comes to video games?
I would say, I would just think to like the 90s. Like pre-90s, I don't know. Isn't it like 30 years plus or so?
Okay, no. It's your definition, so you're golden.
I don't know.
Like for example, I had always said that mine was like if a game is old enough to legally drive a car, that was.
I like that because it's a Mass Effect retro game now. Aren't you looking?
I think
up?
It might be.
I don't think.
Yeah, 07.
Is it 07?
I think 07. Yeah, it's getting close.
I thought
it was
09 that came out.
I still need to play those too.
I got the whole thing. You can borrow it.
I got them on Steam. Oh, I think. You?
Okay.
I got a lot of stuff on Steam I gotta play.
Same. Number two, you are a burglar, but you break into houses and you only do or take things to slightly inconvenience your victims. Like one of the ones we had was Babel, wanted to tie all the shoestrings together. We had steel remote control. One I heard the other day was move everything in the house 2 inches to the left. That was an evil one.
I think someone had said before, steal all the toilet paper.
That was you.
That was a really good one.
That's evil.
I had say take all the racks out of the oven. That's diabolical. Or take all the labels off the soup cans. We're just giving you all kinds of ideas.
Oh, I had a couple. The first one I was going to say was steal the fridge, but then I was like, wait. nail all the furniture to the ceiling.
Nail the furniture to the ceiling.
It's like upside down.
I like that.
I do, nice. Too.
That's beautiful.
I was like, that one sounds better.
I think another good one would probably be stealing all the cups or coffee mugs out of the house, especially if you see that they have like one of those Keurig makers, because those people go crazy without their morning brew.
Or just like steal the silverware.
Ooh,
well, I'd take all the car keys and put them in the couch cushions.
Car keys is a good one, but you see, silverware would bug me. I don't think it would bug a lot of people, unless it's a sandwich or a piece of pizza. I'm not a big, like, handling food person.
Something you made a bowl of cereal and you're like, ah, fuck.
Oh, well, okay. Now, this sounds crazy, but I've had a bowl of cereal, but I've poured it into a cup.
That's crazy.
Then I just drink it.
Yeah.
And it's handy. Hmm. It's delicious.
Feels like Cocoa Pebbles.
Yeah. Or like Rice Krispies or Cocoa Krispies or something. Yeah.
Ooh.
See? That's
But that's about as far as it goes. Probably the other one, instead of stealing remote controls, is I would take all the batteries out of everything in the house and then take all the batteries, even their spare batteries, with me.
Jeez.
If it uses the battery, it's fuck. That includes your garage door opener, because your garage, when your little clicker for your garage door uses a battery too. So it'd be the most mundane shit you wouldn't even think about. You'd be like, what the fuck is an Ace 32 fucking size battery?
If you're going to do that to the garage door opener, why don't you just steal the chain that attaches the mechanism to the door? You're not going to be able to find those very often.
That's so much work, but I'm not doing all that.
That's fair.
Okay, well, we're passing a drink around, so what are you drinking today, apparently?
I am currently drinking a Not Your Father's Hard Soda Pop Lemon Lime, and I had a tall Bud Light, and I have another Not Your Father's Cherry Cola on deck. So,
ooh, nice.
Ricky, what you got, bud?
So this is going to be a bit of a fun story here. The missus went to the liquor store yesterday to grab us a little something, and she went in and they were out of Mickey's. Well, it turns out when I bought my last six pack of Mickey's the other day to do the podcast, that was the last six pack they had in stock.
Oh.
I've officially cleaned that store out of all of their back stock of Mickey's over the last couple of weeks. So Mickey's, if you're listening again, this is me. It's not often I do this, but this is me coming at you. This is a major supporter and advertiser right now. I'm just telling you that I'm a strong advocate for the Mickey's, and I'm officially out of Mickey's, so can you guys help a brother out? But to follow up on that, I had to switch to my second drink of choice, which is PBR. That is what I will be sipping on this evening, is PBR, although I am sad because I started drinking the Mickey's as a joke, and then it just turned into, oh shit, I actually kind of like Mickey's, and now I don't have any, and I realized that I had it really good drinking those, because they are cheap. It's like $8 for a six pack.
They weren't bad. Like I tried some of those when we were over here for the live
episode on YouTube.
Yes. On YouTube. The live episode, and I tried some of those, and I thought it wasn't bad.
Yeah, Mickey's good.
But I found out from the local liquor store here that as far as 40 ounces, they don't carry 40 ounces for certain items anymore.
They stopped making them.
Yeah, they stopped making 40s, because I was planning on bringing a couple of 40 of Mickey's and a 40 of Coke 45 for the live show, because I thought it'd been funny. You know, whatever. We made jokes about
it. I'd be glad you didn't, because I would have buffaloed you on that big one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I would not have been that bad. I definitely would have been on top of my game for that one, for sure. But they were like, yeah, but they don't make those anymore. And I was like, what?
They those
were like,
are the well, two they still
unless,
make.
They said, unless you're deep in the hood, that's the only place you're getting those.
Okay, fair.
I was like, okay, I get it. So, Andy, what are you drinking?
Well, if you saw the stream, I've been drinking the Happy Dad Death Row Records grape non-carbonated seltzers.
Yeah.
Well, he did not like them. He says it tastes like never grape soda that's been sitting in the sun for 2 days.
Yeah. Ooh.
Now that you say that, the Death Row Records, it reminds me, does your liquor store carry the Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's gin and juice?
Not yet. It is in the system. It should be coming to our store soon.
Okay. I would like to make sure that you grab me a case or two of that, because I'm definitely going to pay you for it. Because I'm buying it. I'm saying that now.
We do carry Little Sid's gin and juice if you want some of that.
We were watching WrestleMania, and Snoop Dogg was a commentator for one of the matches, and he was promoting him and Dr. Dre's liquor brand, which is Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's gin and juice. I was like, I definitely got to have me one of them.
What are you sipping on over there?
I'm not sipping on anything anymore, because I downed both my Budweisers that I had, and I really don't want to get up off my fat ass to go get more. And not Bud Lights or Coors Light. I got a straight Budweiser.
Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Billy.
It's empty. Starbucks double shot energy.
Hi.
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 Hey.
Hi.
That's the good stuff.
Hey.
Weldy, what have you been up to, man?
I have been practicing my speed runs for Retrothon coming up. I told you on the live show, they're not letting me run one or two or three.
Yeah.
They're letting me run four games at Retrothon this time around, and I'm super stoked.
When is that for the listeners at home?
It's going to be the second to last week in April. I'm running four games, but I'm running on three different days. If I remember my schedule correctly, I'm running running the 22nd into the 23rd. I'm running Zombies at 11 o'clock, and I'm running Jurassic Park at midnight. And then the 24th, I'm running Super Mario World All Switch Palaces at 10 o'clock. And then the 25th, I am running Streets of Rage Axel Percent, which I finally got my first sub 44.
Hey,
and I'm super pumped. Yeah.
Nice.
I got my first sub 44 on normal, not on easy. I'm playing on normal.
Hell yeah.
So it's not very easy, or I'm playing right in the middle on normal first sub 44. That's going to be, I think, 5 o'clock on that Thursday. And of course, times are subject to change because people keep
dropping and can't.
Yeah, they drop, they move. And I mean, that's how I got to speed run two extra games last year, because I was only supposed to run Zombies Ate My Neighbors, which was awesome. And then they said, hey, somebody dropped like a 6 hour Super Mario Galaxy 2 run. They're like, you have a couple Mario games.
They were supposed to be on for 6 hours?
Yeah, that's like, they were like 100% in the game or something.
Man.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, can you run shift. Super Mario World for us? I'm like, well, I can actually also run Super Mario Kart because it's a Mario game, because I, you know, kind of want to add myself in as much as I can. And they're like, you know what? That is a Mario game. Yeah, so there, there's about an hour, 15 hour, 20 minutes we can fill. That's awesome. Thank you. Nice. And I was like, yeah, that was probably the most fun I've ever had doing a marathon.
Fuck yeah. It's awesome.
Like that, like hours. Nice. Yeah, I remember we talking about Choco Tacos and like I, you know, you see the speedrunners on like all the big ones, and they're like, well, now you have to jump through here, and if you do this trick, you can move through here. And I'm like, you know what was great? Fucking Choco Tacos.
Yeah, that was my favorite part of that stream, because I watched one. Nothing against whoever before you, but he's like, this is how you do this and that, and do 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 do. And I'm like, boring.
Yeah.
Tell me about the. The poop stories and the
I can't wait for that, because I've never actually ran Jurassic Park or Streets of Rage 2 for a marathon before, so it's gonna be kind of fun, because I'm gonna be like, all right, anybody in chat a big fan of Dr. Alan Grant? Everybody? Yeah, okay. Well, you're gonna be ready to watch him die a lot. Because I kill him a lot during my run.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's a big time saver. Ricky, what have you been playing recently?
So last time we talked, I was playing Fallout 4. This time, I'm not just playing Fallout 4. I'm playing Prison Architect.
You got 100% that?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to look at them achievements and we'll see. So I have regressed about 10 years as far as my gameplay goes. Me trying to complete everything and wrapping up from the last 2 years is just throwing out the
window.
You're
never getting that PS5, bud.
Never. Never.
Nope. Probably not. I watch a channel on YouTube. It goes by the name of If Then Create. And she does like the Fallout 4 cozy settlement, which is really adorable and cute, and I've been falling in love with those, and she releases a new one every Saturday. So she actually got me back into playing Fallout 4. That's kind of where that came from. And then I follow another YouTuber by Official Stuff. They have over 1,000 videos of them just playing Prison Architect, so I will occasionally jump on, watch them to fall asleep, and every once in a while I'm like, you know, I think I got the bug again to do this. What do you know, lo and behold, I got the bug, and here I am. I started yesterday, and I'm going through the quote-unquote story mode for it, which is basically the tutorial to teach you how to do shit before you start your own prison. But it's one of those, like, fascism aside, this is me saying, like, god damn it, I can't wait to make my own fucking prison. I don't want this to be taken out of context by anybody who knows me.
So, just to get this straight, you're a landlord and a prison warden.
I'm not a prison warden. I am a prison architect.
Say goodbye to all of those sponsors you got, bud.
Yeah, I say goodbye to all those. You know, I'm going to be sponsored by the fucking Seattle Police Department here soon.
Jesus.
God, they'll be knocking on my door. Hey, bud, we heard that you like prisons.
Get on the ground.
Fuck.
Immediately. Oh, luckily, no. I've never been asked that when I've been arrested, so that's a plus. Andy, what have you been playing recently?
I've been playing Go to Work and Fire More People.
Yay!
So if you watch the stream, I've terminated 8 people.
Whoa!
This week, it's 2 more!
Yeah!
And they just love stealing liquor, apparently, at my district.
Lord.
Yeah, that's been my week.
Nice.
Would you have a pretty garbage district, though? Because it's the entire south side of the big city that I live in.
Hopefully no one else but Tony listens to this, because I know Tony was on the stream, so... And she has a shirt. Thank you for buying that shirt.
Yes, thank you for your support. Mitch, what even up to?
Thank you for your support, Tony.
So, no, we talked on the... Is Tony the one that got me the hat, too?
No, I got you that hat.
Oh!
That's one of the reps.
Oh,
Oh, okay. I thought somebody else bought that. Okay, cool. Well, thank you. Sorry. But we talked on the stream. I 100%ed Immortals of Avium. I just 100%ed Fast and Furious Spy Racers.
Family.
Spy Racers. They're doing a huge spring sale right now, so like any game possible is on sale up to 80%. I also just bought the new WWE game in...
Oh, convenient.
How convenient! Nice. And I have not started it yet, but I am going to attempt 100%ing that.
I can't wait to lay if the smack is down on your candy ass.
One of my favorite tweets I saw in the past week was like, people will say WWE is fake, and then we'll watch Vin Diesel drive through three skyscrapers.
That was all real, man. And that was totally Paul Walker with him.
Mitch, have you put any thought into doing the BioShock games for your 24 for 24?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I am on the fence of going back to games I've already played. All of the BioShock games I have played are at about 70% completion. I'm still on the fence of going back to 100% in games. I kind of just want to keep it at a new game, but I'm starting to run dry on ideas for games, so we'll see after WWE. And
have you played all three BioShock games then?
Yeah. I will say, whoever suggested Wolfenstein the New Colossus, I don't think I've played that, and I'm going to look into that one. So
I think that might have been Spanky. Yeah. I think Spanky suggested that. Yeah.
So I'm that the one with the daughters?
I think so. Yeah.
I think so. Maybe. No, I thought that was Wolfenstein New Blood. Wait,
Wolfenstein or BioShock? Because they probably both have daughters. Or little
BioShock has New Blood. The daughters. Or the little girls.
Little girls, yeah.
Now, Ricky knew what I was talking about. New Blood is the one I thought you were talking about.
That's what I meant. Yeah, New Blood is the Wolfenstein with the daughters, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one I need to play.
Speaking of things you need to play, you ready for today's game?
Hey.
Oh, that's how you do a segue, kids. Is it this or is it that? All four jabronis have to choose.
Woo-hoo! That was good. Jabronis, WWE, good job.
Yeah.
Touch like your candy.
It doesn't matter. I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
I can't. I'll tell you what, brother. Listen here, Mean Gene. I'm going to wrap these 82-inch pythons around your scrawny little neck.
Nice.
I'm going to wrap this 82-inch python around your... Wait, what?
Whoa.
All right. So I want to say I outdid myself this week. I say that every week when I make a game like this, but I really think I did because...
I think I might have this one. Oh, wait.
I think I tied in the most recent eclipse. Yeah, the great North American eclipse that happened here.
Of the heart.
Yeah.
It was beautiful.
A total eclipse of the heart. I played that song and nobody in my house like enjoyed it quite like I did.
That's because you didn't do a parody of it. Total eclipse of the fart.
The Bret Hart.
The Bret fart.
Squeezing in my cheeks. Total eclipse of the fart.
I will say, I think the best game you had was... what was it, the one with the countries or something? Or it was one that stumped all of us. We're all like, what the
country of Pokemon?
Oh, yeah, country of Pokemon.
Yeah, we're all like, what the fuck? Yeah,
country Pokemon definitely whooped our ass.
I think this might whoop your ass, too. I think this is going to be good. So your category for today's game is talk about a moonsault.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, in honor of the WrestleMania just happened and the WWE wrestling episode that we're doing, and the most recent total solar eclipse that just happened a couple days ago after recording this, I'm going to give you a list of seven names. You have to tell me if each of the names on the list is either a WWE wrestler's real name.
Okay. That's where that was going.
Or a NASA Apollo mission astronaut.
Huh.
Dwayne Johnson.
That's a good one.
All right, you kids ready?
Hold on.
He's got to get his Google up.
The question that has to be asked before every game, are there any boths?
There are not any boths, unless you can prove me wrong. There's one instance where you can earn extra credit.
Okay.
So you can earn extra credit later in the game. Okay.
Could we get bonus points for guessing the real wrestler's name? The wrestler's not the real name, but the...
like their stage name.
Yes.
You know what? Maybe for a couple of these, I'll let you try it.
Okay.
I'll let you try it, okay? Number one, David Scott.
I think that's a wrestler.
Astronaut.
Yeah, it's Bautista.
Bautista.
I'm going to go with astronaut.
That's an astronaut.
It is an astronaut. Astronaut on Apollo 15. And actually, the astronauts on this list actually all spent time on the surface of the moon. So there you go. You learned something today.
Hall of Famers, though.
In Hollywood.
Number two, Matt Osborne.
I think that's a wrestler.
That's a wrestler.
I think I've heard that name.
I'm going to go NASA because I feel like he did it double up.
I'm going to go wrestler.
There's no both.
It is a wrestler. No. Also known as Doink the Clown, which we'll be talking about later in the episode.
One of the doinks.
Yeah. Number three, Stephen Ferrelli.
Stone Cold.
Not Stone Cold.
Dang it.
I'm going to go wrestler again.
I'm going to go with astronaut.
Yeah, I'm going astronaut.
I already said Stone Cold.
Stone Cold. No, it is a WWE wrestler. I will let you earn a I will let you earn a bonus point if out of the
first Debs.
You get one guess. Ricky, you go first. You get one guess.
Stephen Ferrelli. Oh boy. Fuck. I can't even think of a. I'll pass on this one. I can't even think of someone.
I almost want to say he made an appearance in WrestleMania. I want to say it was Bubba Ray Dudley.
Okay. Andy?
Well, I already said Stone Cold, too. I'm counting that.
I'll let you guess another one because I'm a generous god.
Italian name. I don't know. Million Dollar Man.
Okay.
I didn't even fucking think about that was Italian.
Is he Italian? I don't know.
Have his face. I can't think of the wrestler's name. I'll just go Ventura.
Ventura? It's Sheamus.
Hey, he's coming back too.
Yeah, not even close. Yeah, he was on Raw yesterday. He came back.
Huh.
Number four, Mark Postal.
I'm going to go astronaut.
Wrestler.
I want to say wrestler.
Astronaut.
He is a wrestler. His real name is Dylan, and his stage name is Hornswoggle.
That's what I fucking thought. Yeah, that's what I fucking thought.
Kick out that bonus point.
Ricky's got Google up right now.
Fuck you guys. I swear to God, I'm going to get a custom-made retro video game podcast shirt that says, my Google is up right now.
Nice.
Number five, Lawrence. Oh, God. I cannot. It's P-F-O-H-L. Lawrence Fall.
I'm going to go astronaut.
Lawrence Full.
Yeah, astronaut.
Astro.
I'm going to go astronaut.
I got everybody with that one. It's a WWE wrestler.
I want to say that's now Mark Henry.
Okay.
You know, I was going to guess that too, oddly enough. So I'm going also Mark Henry.
Okay.
Passing.
Pass. Ricky, what do you got?
Spell that last name one more time.
P as in Paul, F as in Frank, O-H-L, Full.
D'Lo Brown.
Oh, no. It is Lex Luger.
Oh,
what?
Yeah.
Author.
Lex Luger.
The man that killed Elizabeth.
Jeez.
Number six. So much death with wrestling, man. Martin Wright.
Astronaut.
Wrestler.
I'm going to go astronaut.
Astro.
It is a wrestler.
Yay.
Yes. Yeah. It is the Boogeyman.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And he has a side hustle now. I'll give you 2 points if you can tell me exactly what it is. I'll give you 1 point if you're... Well, it's neighborhood rule it for 1 point.
Warm food truck.
Billy, you have yet to go first. You want to go first with this one?
I was just watching a video about him, too. I'll go last, I gotta think.
I'm going to say a record producer.
Record producer, okay.
I'm going to say he deals in clocks. Like he makes clocks.
Nice.
He's a clock dealer.
Very good.
That's actually pretty good for his character.
Yeah.
He comes out with a giant clock chain, right?
He comes out with a giant clock and smashes it over his head.
Yeah. Fucking laugh at me again, you asshole.
Given his age, I'll say that food truck sounds pretty good.
Food truck? Okay.
I'll go to the Animal Sanctuary.
Animal Sanctuary.
I was just watching a video about that dude.
All right. Well, you guys are 0-4 and you're not even close. He's an aerobics instructor.
What the fuck?
Fuck. I sincerely thought about saying fitness trainer. I did.
That's all right.
So I know he joined the game pretty late. He was like 40, 30 something when he started wrestling.
Yeah, he was in his 40s on Tough Enough because he lied on his application about how young he was, and that's why he got cut.
He said he was 30 or something.
Yeah, he said he was like still in his early 30s, and they were like, yeah, man, you're like over the hill. You're not going to make it. And he became like one of their most recognized characters.
Oh, yeah. I love that guy.
I was always waiting for a Boogeyman versus like some other real spooky kind of character.
The Undertaker?
Say, funny enough, WWE 2K24 has an achievement. You have to beat The Undertaker in a casket match on Legend difficulty as the Boogeyman.
Oh.
That is an achievement that is kind of like, I don't know if I want to try that because the Boogeyman's a 74 overall and I think Undertaker's a 99. So...
If you want to bring that up as a fun fact, I'll cut in with another one. That's actually another challenge in one of the older WWE games is that you have to fight. I don't know who it is you have to do it as. I don't remember if it was like a diva or something, but you have to beat The Undertaker in a casket match. And it's practically one of the weakest characters in the game. And my man starts off with all five finishers. It's like... one of the worst fucking matches ever. You're just running around just like cheesing the shit out of him. Like, oh, here's me swinging a chair. Oh, he countered and beat you with it. Okay, well, now I gotta do something else. Took me days to do that challenge.
When you just asked Brock Lesnar to come in.
That still stings.
I think there's one more question.
Oh. Yeah, we have one more, yeah. Number 7, John Young.
John Cena!
And his name is John. You haven't said astronaut in a while. It's gotta be an astronaut.
Okay.
That's definitely an astronaut.
I'm sick of John Cena. Fuck you.
It's an astronaut.
Damn it.
I gave you bookend astronauts and 5 WWE wrestlers in a row. John Young, shout out Apollo 16.
Just so you guys know, John Cena's real name is actually John Cena. He's actually John Cena Jr. His dad is John Cena Sr.
Say that 12 times.
And his dad is a wrestling promoter up in the New England area.
And WWE owns all rights to that fucking name, too.
Yeah, the fuck they do.
Who won, Ricky? I don't remember. I think it's between you and Billy.
Three. I just got three.
So I got 4, Andy 3, Mitch 3, Billy 3.
Damn, real close.
He's cheating.
So you guys have got collectively less than half. That means I win.
True.
Yes.
Well, to get
that's how we do this. That counts
for the end of the year podcast.
Yep. So. Yep. If you guys get collectively less than half, that means I win.
That round would have gone to Andy if he would have got the right answer and had I got the wrong answer.
Wow. I mean, that's how games go.
Yep. Well, you should be better at them.
No, I'm on a losing streak. I'm going to keep it up.
Break the streak.
I don't know the last time Andy actually won one of these games.
I thought he won the Pokemon one.
Yeah, I think it was that one.
Oddly enough, like, I know technically Weldy won that one, but like in terms of us three, I think Andy won.
I guess only because of the bonus points.
Well, Weldy, what are we discussing tonight?
Boy, howdy, I'm glad you asked. We're talking about the greatest retro / wrestling games of all time. I have a couple different ones pulled up here, a couple of different lists, but before we get into the lists, let's talk about some of the ones that we have all collectively played in the past. Does anybody want to start?
Billy.
The only one I've really played was WCW versus NWO for the 64.
That's a good game, though. That's a good
one
game.
One of the best ones.
My mama and I used to play that a lot, so it has some sentimental value.
Oh, that's awesome. It
came out in 1997 for the N64.
Yeah, it was good.
That's a good one. So how about this? How about we just start off with, we all talk about our favorites, and then we'll get deeper into them.
There you go.
Since Billy started off with that, Andy, why don't you tell us your favorite wrestling game?
Oof. I mean, that's a hard one. WCW versus NWO is definitely up there. Ah, man, that's going to be a tie. I'm going to say what? WrestleMania 2000. It's either WrestleMania 2000 or No Mercy. Both of those came out year 2000 for the N64. One of them, you can jump on the SmackDown fist and go behind the scenes, and it was just dumb.
That's 64 right there. That's No Mercy, I believe.
Well, WrestleMania 2000 was also in 64.
I'm pretty sure it's No Mercy that lets you do that one. So
okay, because the other one has the Duck Diggity Dog Socko song.
Yep, yep.
Whatever,
yep,
that one, yep, was. And then the WWF All-Stars, that was in like 2011, where it was just as arcadey stupid, where you're Rey Mysterio and you're doing like fucking super flips and you're 2,000 feet in the air. And
it was like the NBA Jam version, yes, for wrestling.
And Macho, yeah, Man's like, yeah, doing an elbow drop from fucking
from like actual heaven.
Yes.
Nice.
So cartoony and stupid and way over the top, but you were still able to play like Andre the Giant versus
like
Big
John
Show.
Cena and,
yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, someone who's like,
yeah,
updated, and it was just so cartoony, so stupid. It just getting drunk and playing that was super fun. And then just the created wrestlers for the N64 ones were one of my favorite. My friend Tom and I, we both worked at currently Kroger's.
Kroger.
Sorry. We created all of our managers.
Kroger.
In the game, so we were our Kroger managers wrestling each other. We also created the South Park version of Saddam Hussein. And I'm like, hey, buddy, I'm gonna fuck me in the ass or whatever. Because we had Satan in there and Jesus. I created Mr. T. That was like my favorite to play character. And then Tom was always playing Van Halen. It was just so stupid. Obviously, ourselves are in the games, but just the creator wrestler was like one of my favorite memories with any of the wrestling games, even the newer like PlayStation 1 games and the PlayStation 2 ones. Being the creator wrestlers was like one of my favorite memories because for some reason I was really good at doing creator wrestlers, and they look oddly specific for like 64-bit whatever fucking characters.
Yeah, they look really good for being like, you know, 64-bit, and then when you got more like realistic, you're like, why can't I do this like I used to be able to?
Yeah. Then at that point, you start getting the cartoony Goku type character. characters and
Goku hair.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mitch, did you have any wrestling games you played?
I played a lot of SmackDown versus Raw 2007. That was my favorite.
Hell yeah.
Me and my best friend at the time would play that all night long. And then I played from SmackDown versus Raw 2007 all the way through up until like 2K16. And then I stopped playing for a while. I just bought the new one. I'm going to start that one up. I think 18 was free, so I bought that one, played it for a little bit. And then I went back and played some of the other ones when I had chance to. Was it WCW versus NWO or something?
Yeah, there's a whole series with that.
Yeah, I played that one.
And the SmackDown versus Raw definitely had a whole series too.
Yep.
And that was another one where you can, going backstage was so cool too.
Yeah.
PS1, PS2 era ones where you're going like at the bar and you're smashing each other over the head with bottles and stuff.
That was so much fun.
Wasn't there one with like moving cars or something?
Yes.
You can throw them into the cars.
Oh, what was the one? There's one where you can create your own storyline. I think it might have been the 2K ones. Every episode you're getting ran over by a limo.
I know which one you're talking about, yeah.
Ricky, what do you got?
Yeah, so if you've been listening to this podcast over the last 9 months now, you will know that I am a major wrestling nerd. As far as my favorite wrestling video games go, I will definitely say that WWF Here Comes the Pain on the PlayStation 2 is one of them. I will also say that the SmackDown versus Raw games, all three of them in a row, those are all fantastic. Just because I'm a sucker for a simulation type anything, and all three of them offered the general manager mode, which is, I think, a mode that they just brought back for the more recent games. But to follow up on what Andy said, the SmackDown Shut Your Mouth and SmackDown Here Comes the Pain games,
yes,
they had where you could like just straight up leave the ring, climb up on top of the fist, elbow drop somebody on top,
yes,
and then you just like, if you miss, you just watch
just
your fucking
there for
wrestler just
minutes
bounce around and then lay there for 10 minutes. Just one of them, you could like go off to like WWF New York and then jump off the top of the globe up top, or you could climb the ladder for a helicopter and then you're inside of a helicopter and then you jump off of it to land on somebody, and if you miss that, you're like dead basically.
You're Shane McMahon just fucking
yeah, you're just Shane McMahon and you're just Jeff Hardying yourself all over the place basically. I believe it was Shut Your Mouth where the cars would still be going by in the street and you, yes, could get hit by a car and then you see your character fly across like it's Meet Joe Black.
Jeez.
Shout out Meet Joe Black. Meet Joe Black.
Shout out Meet Joe Black. There you go. Sorry for everybody who doesn't get that one. You will eventually, hopefully. You could just look up the scene, Meet Joe Black death scene. I promise it's good. I actually laughed at it the first time I saw it. I was like, what the fuck?
Quick segue. I have now added shout out to Meet Joe Black death scene.
Can't wait for these 2024 shirts, guys. I tell you what.
New shirts already, Andy.
Oh, the next year's shirts, yeah.
Next year's shirts should be all the new shout outs.
No, we should totally do that.
All the new ones. Keep everyone updated.
But all of these games, those games specifically fostered my love for wrestling games a lot. I played the No Mercy. I played the WWF Royal Rumble arcade and Nintendo game. But
yes,
the ones that really love that I could pick up the sticks for and go back to any given time, it will always be those SmackDown, Shut Your Mouth, Here Comes the Pain, and then those trio of SmackDown versus Raw games. They did offer new modes, which was like the Inferno match or whatever, but
yeah,
I didn't
it's always
care.
Either Elimination Chamber or
like Hell in a Cell.
Yes, No Rules.
No Rules
Iron
is always
Man
a fun
match.
One. Yeah,
TLC.
Yeah, like TLCs. That's all I give a shit about. Or a Last Man Standing match. I'm sure that many of you had heard the infamous story about me and Weldy having a fucking 2 hour long Iron Man match or Last Man Standing match.
It was an I Quit match.
Yeah,
I
was it was, sorry,
Cena,
it was an I
you
Quit
were Brian
match,
Danielson,
yes.
And we were at WrestleMania, I think 6 or 8, the one that was in Vegas because it was outside.
Yeah, the
and
one
I remember,
that was outside.
Yeah,
I think that's 9.
Yeah, that match was at least an hour long, and we eventually were just screaming just obscenities at each other.
This is the match where Mrs. Weldy called him and said, "Where the fuck are you at?" And he's like, "I'll be home soon." And there's nothing funny than sitting with a trio of your friends and someone's like, "Oh, let's do a special referee match," and there's one friend that you really like, they hit like a clothesline and they jump on for the pin, you're like 1, 2, 3, and you're like, "What the fuck, you man, you do it a fast count on him." I'm like, "Fuck it, fuck you, that's what you get, you asshole. Maybe you shouldn't have been a jerk every day this week."
Maybe you shouldn't have stolen my lunch money, maybe I wouldn't have pinned you so fast.
Can I squeeze in two before you get in your list?
Your mom squeezes them in.
Hey. I'm only bringing these two up because I don't think anybody else played them but me because I'm fucking old. The original NES WrestleMania where you had two buttons to try to figure out how to do everything. And Jesus Christ, that game sucked.
Yes, it did. Terrible fucking game.
And then Super WrestleMania, I played on the Sega Genesis. That was one of the first ones that where you could beat the ref up that I remember. And then you could also pull people out or trip them from standing outside of the ring. That's like two of my big memories of that game.
So denofgeek.com, shout out Den of Geek, they did a list of the 20 best wrestling games ever made. One of the games that I was going to say for mine is on here. None of the rest are. From 20 to 1. Ready? 20 to 1. WWE SmackDown versus Raw 11. Original NES Pro Wrestling. That's yours. Right. Yeah. 2K17. Saturday Night Slam Masters.
I heard of that.
Yeah. I've heard of it, and I saw the Game Grumps play it, but I never played it myself, so I think it might be something I want to kind of dig into. WWE Day of Reckoning 2. So that means there's a Day of Reckoning 1. So I didn't realize that.
Yes. Actually, yeah. Those were for the GameCube. Those were GameCube exclusive games.
Ooh. Did not know that. Number 15. This is the one. Yeah. The WWF WrestleMania, the arcade game.
Yeah.
That was one of the most fun games I had played for wrestling wise because I also played WWE Royal Rumble for the Super Nintendo. But I always fell out of the ring and I couldn't figure out how the hell to get back in the ring. And I always got counted out. I got pissed off because I always played as Macho Man. And I was always excited. I'm like, I'm going to elbow drop somebody. And I went to go climb up the turnbuckle. And then for some reason, it would climb down and he would climb out of the ring. I'm like,
yeah,
how do I get back in? And like the ref's counting.
What?
It's like that Sonic drowning music is playing in the back of my head when the ref hits 8. And I'm like, I can't get back in the ring. I'm going to lose to...
You're just standing outside looking at your opponent. Yeah, I can't get in.
I'm going to lose to Mr. Perfect. I don't want to do that.
That's great.
But the WrestleMania arcade game, you want to talk about a game that's an absolute blast.
It's awesome. It's like my number three.
Yeah. It's super over-the-top campy, but I always end up playing as Undertaker because you could shoot the ghosts out, and then you had the chair from over the top, and it was stupid fun. Like, you want to talk a game that's like outright fun, but not real super realistic? That was a good one. That was fun. 14 was WWF WrestleFest. Then you had SmackDown versus Ross 2007. Tecmo World Wrestling for the NES. Virtual Pro Wrestling 2. SmackDown 2, Know Your Role. Number 9, WWE All-Stars. There you go. There's one. Yeah, number 8, WWE 13. Now, I played the hell, because I didn't want to bring it up because it's not really considered retro, but I played the hell out of WWE 12 because it had the WrestleMania moments.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yes. You progress through every greatest moment in WrestleMania history, and you have to like do certain stipulations in order to pass through it.
Did you get to slam all 700 pounds of the 10-foot giant Andre?
I sure did.
That's how the Hulkster describes it, where he pulled 5 muscles in his back and broke his spine. I am not joking. There are interviews where he's like, yeah, brother, I pulled 5 muscles in my back and I snapped my spinal column and I picked up Andre. He's 700 pounds. He's 10 feet tall. Yeah, brother, I picked him up and then I caught him the N-word after that.
Yeah, I was going to say, fuck Hogan either which way.
Isn't that what killed Andre too? Was that slam? It was like some days after that moment.
Nah, it was the gigantism. His pituitary gland was like just out of control growing. And
his heart couldn't keep up with his body.
Yeah, that's basically what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be too big for toilets in Japan, so he used to have to shit in the bathtub. Rip Andre the Giant.
There's a picture of him holding a beer can, and no joke, it looks like if you were to hold like a small plastic beer can in your hand. Like one of those, like a juice barrel. That's what a beer can looks like in his hand. He had to drink a keg of beer to fill a buzz. If Andre the Giant passed out in your hotel lobby, you just had to leave him there. No joke, one night it took like an entire staff from the hotel to try to help cart that man to his room, and they're like, hey, this ain't gonna work, man. He's just too big. He's too big. Much love to the Giant. You know, he was a fantastic figure in wrestling and, of course, in The Princess Bride.
Number 7, WCW NWO Revenge 1988 game for the 64. Number 6, Fire Pro Wrestling Returns for the PS2.
I was going to bring up Fire
Pro. Fuck yeah, Fire Pro is fantastic.
I don't think I've ever played the Fire Pro games.
You definitely knew who they were. Like, obviously, this is Hulk Hogan. This is Bret Hart.
Oh,
it was like knockoff versions.
Oh, gotcha. It was like the old Tecmo, like, baseball and football games before they were able to get the names. It's like you knew who they were.
And they still make them. Like, it's like knock off Kenny Omega and knock off like newer weird wrestlers.
Number five. This is the one I think the one I played most with friends, besides for when Ricky and I had our 1 hour long I Quit match. The one I played most with friends was WWF WrestleMania 2000 for the 64. Yep. I live out in the country, so my buddy used to have to ride his bike to my house, and I used to ride like a mile and a half to his house. And if he was grounded or if he was at like summer camp, my whole weekend was fucking shot. But I used to ride over there. He would come over to my house and we'd play all the Twisted Metals because I had a PlayStation. I'd go over to his house and he had an N64 and we would play WrestleMania 2000. Well, he had one of those big like loft size bedrooms that him and his brother shared.
Oh, nice. Damn.
Yeah, so we used to sit in there and play that game, and I always played as the Stone Cold. But he always played as the Rock, and he always made his brother play as the Hurricane, and he always make fun of him. His brother was quite a bit younger than he was. He took no mercy and beat the hell out of him all the time. And then in game two. Number four, okay. Def Jam Fight for New York.
Yeah, hold up. I was going to bring that up, too.
Yeah, you know, realistically, if I have to actually pick a wrestling game, because I always saw that as more of a fighting game a la like Street Fighter or Tekken. Yes. But if they're gonna include that as a wrestling game, god fucking damn it, the Def Jam Vendetta and Def Serious. Jam Fight for yes. New York games are fucking top tier glorious. Because
those are so even more arcadey, because you can throw somebody in front of a train. Like
they are super arcadey, but they're so good. Like, and you get to see your favorite rappers beat the shit out of each other, man.
Method Man beating up fucking Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, and they have like actual finishing moves, and it's like actually voiced by the rappers too. Like these guys came together on this project and were like, yeah man, this seems like a pretty dope project. And they said the only reason why they're not planning to release anymore is because rappers don't want to agree to any of the terms and conditions for it. Yeah, they're like, well, fuck the people, you know, I feel like I should be getting this or this.
Mike, that should be better than this person's stats.
Yes, basically that. I mean, having a third Def Jam game would be phenomenal, especially with the new wave of rappers that we have.
The new Def Jam, Lil Wayne, maybe
Kendrick Lamar versus J. Cole.
Yeah, Juice WRLD.
I mean, honestly, Kendrick Lamar would fucking probably be king of the goddamn game. But nice. That game's fucking hilarious, is because some of their finishing moves are just, I'm just gonna pick you up and just like old cartoon style, grab you by the ankles and slam you down forward over my head, back down, and then kick you in the dick, sending you like sky high.
Nothing like a good old fashioned sky high dick kick, though.
Right?
Got three left on the list. Just rip them all 3-1. WWE SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain. The highest rated 2K game on here, number two, is 2K14.
That was a good one. That was the Rock cover.
Yeah. And number one, WWF No Mercy. 2000 for the N64. They say nearly two decades later, there hasn't been a wrestling game that tops No Mercy. AKI was top of its game here, crafting a perfectly paced and accessible game with depth that fans are still mastering.
I'll say that I'm surprised that some of the SmackDown versus Raw games aren't ranked a little bit higher, just because, for one, those soundtracks are fucking bangers. SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 introduced the Money in the Bank ladder match, and it actually had like a for real soundtrack.
Limp Bizkit in there, and keep rolling.
Between there was Limp Bizkit, there was I like actually downloaded that soundtrack. Yes, Andy, we know you're Motorhead, bud. I would recommend just looking up the SmackDown vs. Raw 2007 soundtrack. It is very versatile. There is rap, rock, metal, pop. It's all sorts of things that like you would be like, damn, this is wrestling music? Like, what the fuck?
Somebody get me through this nightmare. I can't control myself.
Yeah, you know, you got that. That was, you know, they had the Money in the Bank song. Got Money in the Bank. Shawty, what you drank? Nice.
It's got to be up there with Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2.
That's what
Pro
I'm
Skater
thinking
2 was a great soundtrack.
That's a hard one to beat.
Well, I had said in an episode that Eric and I did, I had said my favorite soundtrack of all time had to have been Streets of Rage 2. But I also did no copyright license in there. So I kind of did mine a little avant-garde. Yeah. But
and I wish I would have thought about it when we did our music episode for video games. Because I would have, if you know, we could do copyright, I would have definitely said that the wrestling games, absolutely, they kill that. Because, you know, they get some pretty good copyrights for music for some of these video games. And you'd be surprised hearing like, yo, fuck, for real?
We're gonna toss in a few leftover ones we didn't really touch on, but I don't want to bring them up. Did anybody play the WrestleMania Crush Hour?
No. What?
What?
It's a It's a Twisted Metal version.
Yeah, I did. I rented that from Blockbuster. For kids who don't know, Blockbuster was this place that you used to be able to go to way back in the 90s and early 2000s, and you could rent video games and movies for a couple of days, and you pay like $2.99, and then you would bring it back. You would drop it in a Dropbox like it was a library. It was a library for movies and video games. There you go.
But I played
The Crush Hour, and it was not good.
I heard it's absolute shit, but it's still funny because you're like in the Undertaker,
the hearse. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's tight.
And like Stone Cold has a big old 4x4.
The inner Twisted Metal fan in me, I'm like, oh, that actually sounds pretty cool. I actually like
it's
that.
It's dumb, but still funny.
Did not know about that.
Backyard Wrestling had a series.
Oh my god.
Which had ICP in it, which is even more twisted.
Fago for everyone.
I was just going to say.
It didn't just have ICP. I thought it was ICP's Backyard Wrestling was the name of the video game.
I think they were maybe in the second one. I think there was one originally, and then ICP got involved into the second one. I don't know. It's pretty garbage still, but you can still hit each other with like fluorescent lights and fall on nails.
Ooh. Keep in mind, I know a lot of people give ICP a lot of shit, but ICP, they are actually very heavily involved in the wrestling industry, even having their own promotion and being like special guest commentators here and there for certain events, for certain promotions as well.
I heard they do a lot of charity work.
Oh, do they? They do.
Good for them.
So they're not as bad, I guess.
I'll make fun of them all day long because, you know, ICP, realistically, and motherfuckers throwing 2 liters of Fagos at each other is pretty ridiculous. And their song, Miracles, is fucking stupid. Magnets, how do they work? It's a miracle. Rainbows, they're a miracle. And it's like, this is the worst fucking thing I've ever seen in my life.
I've never played this game, but I collected the toys back when I was a little kid. Kitty Kung Muscle Men Wrestling? I don't know. I had the little toys.
Ultimate Muscle! Ultimate Muscle! The Kiniku Mom Legacy, baby! You talking King Muscle right there.
I think I had the wrestling buddy. My mom bought me like Hulk Hogan and Randy Orton.
Yes. Oh, the slam buddies or whatever. Yeah, where you drop an elbow on them.
These are like little things.
No, this is a Japanese-based anime. It's the Kinnikuman Legacy is the name of the show. And it's like some fucking wild-ass wrestling. If you guys watch Fox Kids when you were younger, it was called Ultimate Muscle.
Yes.
Where they had like Kid Buster and Dick Von Dick. They had Terry Von Strangler, and some of these names were very stereotypical. There was Terry Tornado or some shit like that, which some of these wrestling names were based off of like actual wrestlers with their personalities.
I never played the games, but I had the toys, like I said, when
2002 to 2004.
Yeah.
There's a GameCube game.
I never played the games, unfortunately, but I watched the Ultimate Buster as a kid. I think all the episodes used to be on YouTube for free. I don't know if they are anymore, but the Kid Buster series is a sequel to the initial Kinnikuman Wrestling, which came out like in the late 80s, early 90s. If you currently watch wrestling right now and you see Samoa Joe do his finishing move, it's called the Muscle Buster. You'll recognize that from watching the show as well. Basically, he folds you in half, puts you up on his shoulders, and then he drops down and basically snaps your spine in half. He actually ended a guy's career like that. Unfortunately and mistakenly, he had done the finisher 1,000 times before, and this one just so happened to be a freak-ass accident. But Andy continues.
Yes. Thank you for the history. The other game, WrestleQuest, just came out like a year or so ago. It has some of the original wrestlers, like they're doing their own voices in it, but it's like a weird RPG
game. It's an RPG game. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like Dragon Quest, only with wrestlers.
I want to play it. I'll say that much. I know Billy was talking about it not so long ago.
Yeah.
And then the last one, I want to know if anybody knows what I'm going to say. I'll say Ned Flanders has the lightning bolt game.
Oh, Simpsons Wrestling. That's a good one. Yeah.
Toss that in there because obviously.
You can't play as Kirby in Super Smash. You can't play as Odd Job in GoldenEye. You can't play as Flanders in Simpsons Wrestling. Those are like the big no-nos in video games. Odd Job. Well, he's too short. You can't shoot him.
Yeah. I remember.
You can't shoot him. He's too short.
I just haven't thought about that dude in so long.
Mm-hmm.
There is one more wrestling game. Well, there's a couple of them. They're a different type of wrestling game. They are wrestling simulators. There is Extreme Warfare Wrestling, and then there is the other one, Total Extreme Wrestling. These are both simulator games that you could buy for your computer where, I mean, like, you don't get to actually see the actual wrestling in a ring, or you don't get to play the actual. These are management simulators, basically.
I remember you playing that all the time, Ricky.
I love me some of my TEW. I don't play it anymore because I don't have a computer to play it on. But when I get one, that will absolutely be something that I'll be sinking all my time into. But you get to play different mods where you get to manage different companies and different eras of wrestling. So you could play, like, say, if 2003 was your jam for WWE, you can actually play as the owner and booker for 2003, and you get to book it the way you want to book it. The most latest addition to the TEW series is 2020, which came out probably about 4 years ago. The guy only does them like every so often, and he said that he probably won't be dropping another one for a long time. But I believe that if you download 2013, which was like the one before that, I think that one is free, maybe. I know one of them is a free simulator that you can at least dabble in a little bit to get a feel for it, see if you like it. So if management games are your jam and you like wrestling, I would recommend looking into those. So there you go. Mitch, you got some fun facts for us, bud?
I got quite a few, and I got one that I have never been more blown away, and I'm gonna save that one for the very end. So first one, Undertaker has appeared in more than 50 plus WWE wrestling games, and just for context, there are 72 total WWE games.
So at least 50 out of the 70.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty good. Has appeared.
That makes sense.
Kind of crazy. He's the only one over 50, though. Only one.
Oh, huh.
Only one over 50.
That's weird. Even Andre the Giant.
But that makes sense, though, because he's the only one who's had a career consistently since the early 90s all the way up until, like, 2021, yeah. Basically. So for 30 years, we've consistently had Undertaker on TV.
WCW NWO Revenge does not feature Ric Flair due to a dispute between him and WCW president Eric Bischoff because he missed a couple of shows to see his son's amateur wrestling tournament. They kicked him out of the game.
Eric Bischoff's a
fuck bitch. Eric Bischoff. He's a piece of shit. He is a carny piece of shit.
WrestleMania X8 is the only GameCube game to feature the NWO.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually very accurate. I had WrestleMania X8 for the GameCube.
In the first Day of Reckoning, the title featured Brock Lesnar and Stone Cold Steve Austin, but the game removed them. They're in the title, but they yoinked them from the game.
Weird.
That is.
Yep, that's accurate also. I had Day of Reckoning, and Day of Reckoning is supposed to take place, it like circles around the WrestleMania 19 timeline. I bought the game, and neither one of them were there in the game. And I was like, hey, what the fuck? I knew it was Stone Cold's like last match, but it was still like, he was still pretty active. Why did you guys like snatch him out of the game? And Brock Lesnar was deep into his career at this point.
This is my second favorite one. Owen Hart is the first wrestler to appear in a game after his death. That was in WWF Attitude. Also, this would be the last game he was ever featured in.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Jimmy Snuka was in a game after his death.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah, Ultimate Warrior.
Well, yeah, Ultimate Warrior for sure was in.
Yeah, Owen's wife wasn't going to let WWF use him anymore. He was like, oh, hell no.
I think it's like his first and last appearance in a video game, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yep, he was the first ever featured after his death in a video game, and that game was also the last game he was ever featured in.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, that's what I get. Yeah. So yeah, his first and last. Yeah, that makes sense. Fuck a Jimmy Snuka anyways. That guy definitely killed his girlfriend.
Death count 3.
And fuck Ultimate Warrior. That guy was a piece of shit cokehead who was a blatant homophobic, transphobic piece of shit. So I'm glad he died the night after WrestleMania. To me, he should have died sooner.
Jesus.
Don't know if I'm going to edit that or not. But...
Unshout out Jimmy Snuka and unshout out Ultimate Warrior. Pieces of shit.
All right. Well,
God damn it. Shout out Cody Rhodes. We got to make one positive.
No. Well, we
absolutely.
Have,
we have absolutely.
We shout out the Meet Joe Black death scene.
Okay. All right. While you do that.
Wait, hold on. So I got to add it here. And in the words of Jericho,
you just made the list.
Jesus.
There we go. There we go. So if you guys are wondering, for all of our fans out there, because we're wrestling geeks, you should all watch Dark Side of the Ring as well.
I'm still mad about the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah. I'm glad he spit in McMahon's face.
I wish he would have punched him harder. He should have have knocked his fucking eyeball out of his socket.
In 2002, WWF was sued by the World Wildlife Fund for the abbreviation of WWF. Then WWE was born. The next game to be released was WWE SmackDown Shut Your Mouth, and that was the final game to use a rock sling term.
Oh. I love the World Wildlife Federation t-shirts that have the panda on it.
Yep.
And there's another
with
panda,
this chair.
There's a panda behind it with a steel chair, yeah.
Alright, this is my last one, and this is a two-parter, so buckle up, but this is my favorite. This is the most crazy and funniest fucking one I've ever heard of. Really bad timing by the developers for the WWE games. SmackDown vs. Raw 2006, the game's season mode, features a match with The Undertaker choke-slamming Eddie Guerrero into a casket as Eddie would pass away a couple of months before the game was released. You would think that's the only time this mistake would happen, but no! In SmackDown vs. Raw 2007, the main storyline shows the Dead Man talking to Chris Benoit, and he says, if you insist on making the mistake, your grieving family will have no one to blame but you when the inevitable occurs. Of course, a few months later, Benoit would murder his family and himself.
I told you.
Could not believe that was a back-to-back.
I told you, conspiracy.
All right, before everybody gets it, wow, hilarious. When these WWE's games were released, I actually remember their release dates because I am a big wrestling nerd. They were released in October, typically the year before the year. So if it was released like, if it was SmackDown versus Raw 2007, then it would be released in like October 2006, basically. So the game was already released and on the markets and shelves when he ended up dying. Like, he ended up dying like a month later. Also, fuck Chris Benoit. What a piece of shit.
Unshout out him too.
Unshout out Chris Benoit.
There's three wrestlers for you. Ricky does not like piece of shit. I can promise you that. And Chris Benoit is one of them. Yeah, happy time, Weldy.
Hey, here we go. Happy time, people. Happy 36th anniversary Family Double Dare. Yeah, debuted April 3rd, 1988. And I will go to the grave and say that the OG Double Dare theme song is one of the greatest theme songs ever. And I'm not afraid. That's one that everybody tends to sleep on. Like, you think about greatest TV theme songs, you might think Seinfeld, you might think Cheers, you might think Friends, MASH. No. Double Dare has got to be up there. That guitar riff in the middle just kicks so much ass. Happy 30th anniversary Final Fantasy VI, my personal favorite. Yeah, released 30 years ago today. Happy 15th anniversary to the premiere of Parks and Rec, the show that The Office always wished it would be.
One cheeseburger away from fat, Chris Pratt.
yeah, starring Amy Poehler, Rashida Jones, Paul Schneider, Aziz Ansari, Audrey Plaza, Nick Offerman, and Chris Pratt. Premiered April 9th, 2009 on NBC. Happy anniversary to a video game that just took a whole shit ton of my money. Roller Coaster Tycoon celebrates its 25th anniversary this week. They are releasing on the Atari website a special edition Roller Coaster Tycoon 25th anniversary set, and there's like shirts and stuff on there. They have the Forest Frontiers candle, which is supposed to be like oak, and they have a Dynamite Dunes candle. So your boy decided to buy both candles. I bought a desktop art of the 25th anniversary, and I bought a t-shirt with one of the smiling customer faces, and it says, this t-shirt from T-shirt Stall 1 is really good value.
Now I want to play it.
I know. I want to play it as soon as Retrothon's over. And finally, happy trails having a smell-free vacation in Albany, New York anytime soon. Officials in Albany, New York are searching for the source of an unknown stench that isn't coming from the legislature. The foul odor, described as a ghastly combination of urine and flatulence, has been offending noses across the capital region since September. Yeah. Oh my god, they better find it before summer hits.
Giuliani, you need to change your diaper, bud.
Jesus. The State Department of Environmental Conservation was recently enlisted to solve the malodorous mystery. The aroma's intensity seems to be varying depending on the weather and seems to linger throughout the North Albany neighborhood around Interstate 787 and Interstate 90. The chief suspects are nearby composting facility, low tide from the nearby lakes, or the Hudson River, and the county's water purification and sewage treatment plant, which is less than a mile from North Albany neighborhood, which is probably creating, honestly, a perfect storm of stink. And speaking of a perfect storm from stink, Mitch, where can they find you?
Oh, hold on. I got a couple of...
What the fuck, man? Sorry, bud. You tried to wrap it up too quickly.
Damn it. Yeah, well, I had the perfect segue.
No.
Damn it.
Andy, why don't you go ahead and let's hear what you got, bud.
Well, we missed some from our live podcast.
Andy, why don't you suck it? Because I had the perfect segue.
Tekken released 29 years ago. The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie released 34 years
God
ago.
Damn.
Halo 2 released 20 years ago.
Damn.
And as of today, the Studio Atlas was founded 38 years ago.
Nice. Man. Remember to take your ibuprofen for your back, kids.
Also, happy trails to my couch 9 years ago.
I gave Oldie the business that day.
You did.
Where?
No, hold the. I like how you keep saying your couch. Motherfucker.
Our couch.
Thank you. We're communists here. Me and Scott and Kyle bought that goddamn couch for like $50, man, from some random person after we got rid of that other hideous couch with the pull-out sofa. Which, even funnier, we only had that couch for a week before I spirit welded through it.
Yes.
That's it.
And it was the same time Billy chokeslammed somebody through the table.
No, I thought he picked somebody up and threw him over his
as a razor's edge.
Well, razor's edge, yeah.
And then
he gave him the razor's edge. And then that's the same night that that Weldy gave me a sister Abigail. And then I followed up by doing the most beautiful RKO ever, which rest in peace. Happy trails to my spine ever and back ever feeling good ever.
I don't remember the move name of when The Rock starts doing his punches and then he does like the little handshake and looks at him in the back of them and punches him again. I remember doing that to Weldy.
It was a fun WrestleMania weekend.
Yeah, you kicked out of that sister Abigail and then you proceeded. I went to go stand up. I was 70 pounds heavier too, so I was very top heavy. So yeah, you hit the perfect RKO on me and you got the pin and you got the win.
Okay, sorry.
Speaking of getting... Damn it!
Go ahead.
No, because Weldy's not the only person, and Andy's not the only person on this goddamn podcast with happy trails and happy times. Seeing as to when this episode will be dropping and when you folks will be listening to this, I would like to say a happy birthday to my brother from another mother and Andy's brother, Ben, who will be turning, I don't know fucking how old. I don't know.
He's like
37. He's turning 37. He's only 2 years older than me. Okay, turning 37 this year.
38, maybe.
And then also, even though I know he doesn't listen to this because he's too young, I'm sure one of my sisters do. So I do want to give a shout out to my nephew, little Zach, who is turning, I don't know, I think he's like 9 or 10 this year. I don't know. Uncle Ricky's bad with numbers after a certain point, kid. Sorry.
Nice. Oh, happy birthday.
And then also, because I know that our next episode releases on Cinco de Mayo, I imagine that most of you will not be listening to this on Cinco de Mayo exactly, but you should all get super duper fucking drunk for your friend Ricky. So there you go.
Nice.
Hey Mitch, where can we find you at?
You can find me at Liquid Dukes, second eye as a one, at twitch.tv where I'm 100% in games. I am at 9 of 24 on the year, so come join in, come support. We're gonna hit 24.
Nice.
Billy, where can they find you, bud?
Indiana.
Nope.
No. God
damn it.
No.
It's doxed, y'all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's funny because I was telling Babel, it's like, out of all the 50 people that are in her Discord, like 10% of the people in her Discord have like been inside my house.
Including herself.
Yeah. At least 10 to 20% have actually sent me stuff. Like, I've purchased some stuff from friends and they've had to mail it to me, so they know where I live, but...
What's your Twitch, Billy?
Yeah. A Twitch? You know, I still don't know how to pronounce it. What's the right way to pronounce
Solid Duke?
Yes.
I like it.
Solid Duke.
What a weird thing. Liquid and solid? What's that from?
What is it from, Billy? This is from you, bud.
The Metal Gears.
There you go.
Wait, maybe we should do an episode about Metal Gear sometime.
Metal Gear.
Hey. No, nobody ever wants to do maybe Metal Gear.
Maybe I should 100% Metal Gear sucks. Game.
Should.
There you go.
The third one's remastering it.
They are on Xbox.
Is it remastered already? Or?
Definitely play the last one that came out.
5?
Oh, I'll rephrase that. The last Hideo Kojima one.
Right.
Not the other ones that came out that were hot garbage.
I'm just not good at stealth games, but I'd be
You don't have to be stealthy. You can be stupid.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wasn't very stealthy in Hitman. There are no witnesses if there are no witnesses. Just remember that.
3.
That's how I play Hitman. You can play Metal Gear the same way.
They can do Hitman
too. Hey, Weldy, where can they find you? It doesn't matter. Andy, where can they find you?
Damn. I will give Weldy the platform.
You can find me at WeldyTime on Twitch, at WeldyTime1 on Twitter, and at all my old speedruns at WeldyTime on YouTube. And you can find me here, well, I guess it's going to already be past. You can probably find my runs, because RGL, shout out to Retro Game Live on Twitch. They're really good community, really awesome people. They are going to be uploading probably all the runs from Retrothon, so you can find me under their name quite a few times, because I ran for them last year. I ran in the Do the Mario marathon. I ran in the Halloween marathon, and I'm running in Retrothon 2024. And I also ran in the SNES sprint, but I don't know if that's on YouTube or not.
Andy, we're going to find
yes,
you.
Yes, anywho, whatever. You don't have to follow me on Twitter, but my main thing is get you on retrosmashed@gmail.com. I need addresses to send those t-shirts out, so please email me. I guess I could reach out to you like I did before, but it makes my life a little easier.
You
want
the t-shirt, you send the message.
Retro Smashed Video Game Podcast on Patreon. If you would like to donate some money to us, $1 will get you a shout out. $3 will get you to listen to some of our behind the scenes rambling crap. $5 will get you the ability to request a podcast. And then the top tier, which is $10, called Can You Get Me Higher? We'll get you a t-shirt if I have some extra ones left over.
Hooray.
$20 will get you feet pics of all the guys.
Ooh, oh my God. You don't want mine. Fantastic. You don't want mine, dude. These are walking on concrete for 8-9 hours a day feet. You don't want That's this cute. Action.
I got some hobbit feet over here.
You don't want this action.
It's just all hair. Well, Ricky, where you at?
Well, you can all find me on AfroKing89 on Twitter. My account is being slowly converted into a Child Left Behind account, so
which is
don't be surprised if you like look me up and you see that all of my replies and responses or quote tweets are literally just me making comments with the meme of Child Left Behind. But I think that my time on Twitter officially as being an individual might be coming to an end, and my time as becoming a No Child Left Behind account is probably growing more and more and more. I can't help it. I'm finding a lot of people who have been left behind, and unfortunately they need to know that they have been left behind.
It's my favorite thing on Twitter.
Right now you can still find me on AfroKing89. You can find me in Andy's old YouTube videos on It's the Afro King, where we used to do movie reviews. I am working out a new script right now. It just takes forever for me to do because I have to watch the movie at least 2 or 3 times for me to get the perfect script. Plus, I have to have peer review and blah, blah, blah. You guys don't need to hear the backseat stuff about it. And then if you want to follow our actual gaming podcast on Twitter, you can find us at Retro_Smashed, where we have been a lot more active lately, and we've been posting more memes and more retro video game knowledge. Highly encourage that you watch our most recent live stream, which has been uploaded to our YouTube channel, which is Retro Smash Video Game Podcast. I'm sorry, guys. I haven't had anything to eat all day. I'm fucking dying off of these three people. These PBRs are like 16 ounces, so I'm kind of dying here, and I had a banana to eat this morning, and that's kind of all I'm going off of, so sorry.
You're golden.
Weldy doesn't need to say this, so you can find him on Weldy Time on Twitch, where you can see him stream on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and I believe sometimes on Sundays as well. It's usually when he kicks off the week. Did I get that right, bud?
Mostly, yep. Sunday, Mondays, and Wednesdays. I'm going to try to go back to getting like a Fortnite stream with the boys on Tuesdays, and I'm going to see if I can't stream Divinity with my uncles, my lads, because I got the lads and the gents. So the lads I stream with on, or I play games with on Tuesdays, and the gents I play on Thursdays. I'm hopefully going to try to get them up so we can get that live.
And if you're watching Weldy, he promises that he will actually not just do speed runs, that he will actually do just regular retro games. So if you hound him enough, Weldy might actually do one of these video games that we have discussed in our podcast. I can promise you that.
I just might.
Stay tuned for upcoming episodes. We have Doom on the list, Contra, Zelda Month, Donkey Kong, and a few others.
Yeah, Zelda Month's going to be great. I can't wait. Yeah, yes. Me neither. Billy, thank you so much for hanging out with us tonight. This was a fun time.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, love to have you back. So it was good having you in here. So from all of us here at the Retro Smash Video Game Podcast, in the words of Victory Achieved, bye from me and bye from them. So goodbye from me.
Goodbye.
Keep your stick on the ice.
And good night, Canada.
I don't know what to say.
Give me a win.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
All right.